Okay, good evening, everyone. We are, Bez Hashem, going to continue a little bit of the halachos that we were discussing last night. And then I think tomorrow night, Bez Hashem, we will start the halachos of Shabbos, the positive commandments of Shabbos. Last night, we discussed the basics about the halachos of brushing hair and combing hair on Shabbos. We said that that touches upon the malach of gozes, which is shearing, and that was done in the Mishkan to shear the wool off of the sheep, and a person needs to be careful as far as when they brush or comb their hair. We said certain conditions when a person would be allowed to do such a thing on Shabbos, only certain conditions would make it that a person would be allowed to brush or comb their hair on Shabbos. And the truth is, as far as removing hair on Shabbos, there are other situations where a person needs to be careful. Meaning, if a person has nits or lice and it needs to be removed on Shabbos, of course, care needs to be taken. Meaning, even if you assume that they're not muksa, because maybe it's considered disgusting, so it's not muksa, but a person needs to be careful. Definitely in regards to removing band-aids from certain parts of the body. There are certain parts of the body, by men or by women, that are hairy, and then if the band-aid would be removed, then if for sure hair will come off, then a person needs to be careful. That's considered a psik resha, like we discussed last night, and a person would have a problem with removing that on Shabbos. If it's causing pain, or a person needs to put on medicine, or for other reasons, then preferable to ask a goy to remove it. But if you can't, then Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says you could try to remove it gently because of other heterim. But that is also a person, it's not a great idea to wear band-aids on Shabbos unless a person really, really needs to. It also arises a question in regards to hair on chicken. A lot of times you'll see the chicken on your plate, and it may be a little bit gross, but sometimes the hair, there's still some feathers on the chicken. And there are those actually that say that those feathers are not allowed to be removed from the skin on Shabbos because that's the feathers. There's a little bit, little hairs, and that's not allowed to be removed. However, there are definitely plenty of places that say that that is permitted. And one of the reasons given is because once it's cooked, once the chicken is cooked, then it's considered food. It's no longer considered an animal that is gozes, would be gozes from, but it's considered like food. And generally, as far as gozes, that would not be an issue. Another issue that comes up in regards to gozes, and this is very important, is the halacha of removing nails. And if a person removes nails in a normal manner, like with scissors or with a nail clipper, that would be forbidden on a deraisa level. Also filing, because tiny shavings are removed. So a person has to be careful about that. If a person has the terrible habit of biting nails, so many reasons why a person should stop that, but on Shabbos for sure, a person needs to be careful. They're not allowed to bite their nails. That would be forbidden midrabanan to bite a person to bite their nails on Shabbos. However, there is a case where a person is allowed to be lenient to remove nails on Shabbos, the nails from their fingers, and that is if a person has also three conditions, and a person needs to have all three conditions for it to be permitted. Number one, if the nail became detached more than halfway, meaning you take the look at the end of your fingernails and across from one end to the other, it's more than halfway detached. It's 51% detached. So therefore we say halachically it's considered as if it's almost off already. And number two, it's painful. If it hurts a person, that could definitely happen. That's halfway off and then you keep on getting bumped into it. And then because of that, it's painful. Then with those two conditions, it would be permitted to be removed with condition number three, to bite or to tear off with your fingers, which is considered like a shinui, to remove the nails like that. It's still not allowed to be removed with scissors or nail clipper, but if it is more than halfway off and it is painful, then a person is allowed to tear it off with their fingers. A combination of all of that, then we say that then the Mishnah Berurah says it is permitted. And definitely that could happen on Shabbos. So that is a leniency that we have, that a person is allowed to remove the nails on Shabbos in such a situation. The Mishnah Berurah also in Shin Mem, he discusses a situation where an Isha, a lady, realizes after Shabbos already started on Friday night that she needs to go to the mikvah, and she realizes that she needs to cut her nails. She forgot to cut her nails before Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah brings different options what to do. The first option, he says, is to have a goy, a non-Jew, remove it with a shinui, which means that the goy would either remove it with their hands or with their teeth. That's called a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. If that's not possible, which is quite possible, that you're not going to be able to get a goy to do that, so then you can have a goy do it with a kli. A person could get a goy to do it with a scissors or a nail clipper. If a person doesn't have access to a goy, then the halacha is the person has no access to a goy, then the Mishnah Berurah says a person should just clean very well and rely on that. Definitely will be a good idea. Rabbi Ribiyat says as well, it will definitely be a good idea to speak to Rav in such a situation. That's in regards to fingernails. That can happen by mistake. A person forgets to cut them before Shabbos. By toenails, in the same situation, the Chafetz Chaim says, by toenails, and then a lady realizes Friday night, so there we just do not cut it at all. We just simply rely on cleaning it very well, and then that's what they would rely on. And of course, this is also nogeya not only by nails and by hair, but this is also nogeya by skin. It's very important by skin. A person has skin coming off on their fingers, so there's various halachas in regards to that, but the Shulchan Aruch comes out that a person is not allowed, even if it's causing pain, a person is not allowed to tear the skin off of their nails. Also, any dead skin, any warts, any blisters, any boils, pimples, I would imagine it would be the same halacha, that to rip it off on Shabbos will be problems of gozis. And a lot of these things happen, you know, just in a split second. A person just, during the week, they're used to picking at it, then a person needs to be careful on Shabbos. A scab of a wound, that is permitted to be removed because it's not really part of the body, it's just dry blood. Yeah, a person needs to make sure that it's not a situation where it will for sure bleed. If it will for sure bleed, then that's other issues as far as a different halacha of hasheichet. But that's as far as a scab. Technically, a scab would be permitted to be removed. And a loose tooth, also, if I saw Rav Vosner says that if it's mostly out and it's painful, so then we say a person is allowed to remove it as long as it won't for sure bleed. If maybe it will bleed, maybe it won't, then you could take your chances. And if it bleeds, it's not an avera. But as far as a loose tooth on Shabbos, if you could wait till after Shabbos, that'll be great. But if it's painful and it's mostly out already, then a person would be allowed to remove it. Maybe it's more nogeya by children, but the parents are the ones who need to know these halachos. That's in regards to a loose tooth. A splinter is allowed to be removed as long as it won't for sure bleed. A splinter is obviously not growing from the body. That would be allowed to be removed as long as it won't for sure bleed. And I was discussing recently with somebody a certain topic, and it was reminded to me because of the halachas we spoke about last night. We spoke about something about a banana clip, which I never knew what it was until my daughter taught me, and then all my other students mentioned about a banana clip, which you put it in your hair and perhaps hair will be ripped out. But it actually reminded me of the story of the Brisker Rav in regards to a banana, believe it or not. And my father has in one of his books, he has a story with the Brisker Rav that he once came to someone's house by Shalosh Shadis, or Shabbos afternoon, and the Brisker Rav asked for a banana and an apple. And before the Brisker Rav got a chance to eat the banana and the apple, it was time to go to Mincha, so the Brisker Rav went to Mincha, and he came home back to his host, and the host asked him, would you like to eat your banana and the apple right now? And the Brisker Rav said, no, thank you, I don't need it anymore. So they said, what do you mean you don't need it anymore? Why, you're not hungry anymore? He said, no, the reason why I wanted the banana and the apple was in order to get two brachos. I still needed to make two brachos. There's a mitzvah to make 100 brachos every day. Shabbos sometimes can get hard. But men, at least, are obligated to have 100 brachos every day. There are those that say women are not obligated in this. But the Brisker Rav wanted those two brachos. But he said when he got to Shul, he got an aliyah, which is two brachos right there. And this way, he didn't need to have the banana and the apple. And that's a great lesson that, okay, besides the question that why didn't he just have a banana and then I'll have the Barina Fashos? That's a good question that I don't know the answer to. But, or just the apple. And the bananas had them and the apples had eight. So he could have just relied on the Barina Fashos. I'm not sure about that. But the Brisker Rav wanted to make a bracha, to make 100 brachos. And a lot of times, there's a concept of some people make a bracha to eat the apple, and some people eat the apple in order to make a bracha. And a person needs to look for opportunities to praise Hashem and to thank Hashem. And we all have so much good in our lives. We all have hardships in our lives as well. Everybody has hardships. It's just a question of how much and how a person deals with it, definitely. But everybody also has good in their life. Some people it's easy to find. Some people a person needs to look a little bit harder to find. But definitely everyone has good things in their lives. And what Hashem wants to see us is that as we appreciate all the good that Hashem does, and Bez Hashem, when we focus on the good, Hashem will throw upon us more and more good in all of our lives. Okay, everybody should have a good night.